I came here with a broken heart that no one else could see. I drew a smile on my face to paper over me. But wounds heal when tears dry and cracks they don't show. So don't be so hard on yourself, no. Let's go back to simplicity. I feel like I've been missing me. Was not who I'm supposed to be. I felt this darkness over me. We all get there eventually. I never knew where I belong, but I was right and you were wrong. Been telling myself all along. Top of the world, right where I wanna be. So how can this dark cloud be raining over me? But hearts break and hell's a place that everyone knows. So don't be so hard on yourself, no. Let's go into simplicity. I feel like I've been missing me. Was not who I'm supposed to be. I felt this darkness over me. We all get there eventually. I never knew where I belong, but I was right.
Everybody, welcome to GXYZ. How's it going?
Hey guys, I totally did realize that I thought we were sound checking at the beginning of that, so I don't know if you heard my
I just started the song to shut you up, so it's
okay. I was like, oh wait, I think we're actually on the air. Yeah, right. Jess Glynn, don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm sitting here shimmying to that song. I love it.
Her whole album, it's called I Laugh When I Cry, is incredible.
I cry when I laugh, yes.
Yeah. But that particular song has been like my anthem the last 2 or 3 months. Anytime I feel down, anytime I'm like in my feelings, I turn that on and it just makes me feel so
I
much
wanna
better.
I want to hear it again right now. But yeah, I can't.
For those of you guys listening, I'm like, we need to play the song. But you know.
I get it, Christian. I love it.
Finally got to play it. But yes, listen to the album, because the album's amazing. She has an incredible voice. But one of the reasons I also wanted to play the song is, I think I mentioned it before, but I'm an ambassador for Atlantic Records, and she's an Atlantic Records artist. So anytime Atlantic Records artists come to town, I always get to go to their shows, and her show's tomorrow here in Dallas. So I'm looking forward to that. So
well,
look on my...
Why did you wait to tell us so long to tell us?
Well, because we played the song, so I'm telling you now.
Okay, all right.
So, pictures from the show and a full review will be up on my site, ChristianAlexanderFashion.com, on Friday. So,
well, we can't wait to see it. Well, I loved it. So thanks for mentioning it and suggesting.
She sounds like Adele.
Well, that, do you guys remember? She, a lot of people don't know her name or really recognize her face, but they know her voice, or they know, like, she's kind of like a one-hit wonder, I hate to say, but even though she's still a new artist. But, gosh, I'm trying to think of her. She had a number one song that was number one for weeks here in America, and it was called Rather Be. Gosh, I'm trying to remember. We played just the first part of that, Rather Be.
What was that?
Rather Be, the song Rather Be. Donovan.
Is it on her album?
Yeah, it's on her album.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, it's Rather Be. Yeah. Here it is.
You'll know it when you hear it. I just...
Oh, that's her?
Yeah.
Oh, did you play that song when we had dinner the other day?
No, I don't think so.
I thought you played it when you... Because you said, do you know this song, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I don't. And I'm like, oh, that's her.
Oh, maybe I did. Maybe I did.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Okay, yeah, I love her. But I didn't know it was her.
So that's her. She's really cool. She's got a great look. Big fan. Big fan.
Yeah, because I think you did. And I said, I thought that was Ellie Goulding or something. And you're like, yeah.
Ellie Goulding. Ellie Goulding.
Oh, Ellie. I think it's... I say Ellie, but okay, whatever. It sounds more European that way. Anyway, well, welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for listening to GayXYZ. If you want to find out more about us, go to GayXYZ.com. You can listen live on GayXYZ.com as well. As you can listen on iTunes if you want to listen to the archives. And by the way, if you want to call in, you can call in at 214-377-0481. Feel free to call in anytime during the show. We're happy to talk to you, take your comments or questions. So feel free to call in.
Yeah, he gave out the phone number right at the beginning of the show this time. So
I know.
Remember that's it. Such a big thing. Okay. I know. I just wanted to say that. All right, we'll do that. Okay.
But today we're talking about, you know, the reason that Christian had suggested that song is because we're talking about being too hard on yourself, or being so hard on yourself individually, you know, as a human being, as a gay guy, as a gay woman, as a straight guy, whatever you are. And so how are you guys about that in terms of your own journey? Are you too hard on yourselves?
Oh, gosh, for sure. I'm always ragging on myself because I feel like, and I think it's because I'm naturally such an ambitious person. I always feel like I'm running out of time to, like, get to milestones in my life, if that makes sense. And I'm like, I'm not where I need to be yet. Like, even though I know in my heart, I know that I'm doing well and I'm doing much better than most people my age. I'm still like, you know, I want to own a home by the time I'm 25, and I want to do this and this and this and this. So sometimes I just need to pump the brakes and remember to, like, you know, really soak in my early 20s and not be so tunnel visioned on my career as far as, like, not having fun and that kind of thing. So I'm really, really hard on myself with that. And I'm really, really hard on myself with love and dating. I don't know. I just, you know, I'm very happy within my own self. I do love myself as a person. But sometimes, you know, you think to yourself, like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not lovable, or I'm not good looking enough, or I'm too fat, or I'm too thin, or, you know, my eyebrows are too big, or whatever. You know, that I'm not worthy of love because I feel broken, because I've been through something, because I didn't have a strong family supportive system, because I've never been in a relationship, or whatever it may be. And that's why there's one particular lyric in that song that it just gives me goosebumps every time. She says, I've learned to live my life not through someone else's eyes. And I just, that lyric to me just, like, really hits home for me, because I feel like sometimes we put so much emphasis, especially people my age, Donovan, you probably, you know, you're like, at 40, whatever, you don't give a fuck what people think.
I've been there already, baby.
You know, I know. But, you know, sometimes you question yourself based on somebody else's opinion. And I've learned, especially in the last year, that that's just a waste of your time.
Well, I'm glad you've learned that. That's good. That's good. As you said, I mean, looking at yourself through your own eyes rather than everyone else's eyes is very important, a lesson to learn. It's good that you've learned that and you're learning it and you're living your life that way, because you can never, as you know, make everyone else happy or please everyone else, whether it's how you look, how you act, how you dress, whatever. It's always, somebody's always going to have an opinion that you don't, you know, view that's negative or whatever in some way or another. So you just got to say, fuck them. You got to live your life for yourself and nobody else. Everybody else, fuck them. The only people you need to worry about are the people who are close to you that you love and care about. That's it.
That's right.
What about you? Because
if they ain't paying your bills, pay them bitches no
money. That's right. What about you, Jason?
I used to be really hard on myself about a lot of things. about, you know, weight. I was like, oh, if I was a little bit slimmer,
yeah,
you know, I might be able to find, you know, that guy or whatever the case may be. I mean, not that I'm fat, but I was like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, if I was, you know, if I had this type of body or this type of physique or, mm-hmm. you know, that type of thing, I was like, oh, I'd be able to attract guys or whatever the case, or attract more guys, I guess. But I think when I thought about it, like, well, as I got older and I thought about it, I was like, yeah, I'll be attracting guys, but I'll probably start attracting the wrong ones mm-hmm. or the ones that are only out for one thing, which is sex. They're just out for the, you know, the
booty call.
They're just out for the visual. You know what I mean? They're not,
I mean, the
out,
shallow.
Yeah, they're not trying to get to know me. They're right. Just like, oh, here's this, you know, hot guy and mm-hmm. with a nice body and let's just fuck and, you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So that was one of my main things. But like I said, as I got older, you just have to just be you, you know. You know, if you want to lose weight, you know, do it for you. Don't do it because of someone else, or do it because, you know, someone said that you, you know, should do this or that type of thing. Do it for you. Do it for yourself at the end of the day. Or if you're, you know, going through marital problems for people who are married and,
you know,
you might have a friend that says, oh, leave him or leave her or, you know, she's no good and that type of thing. And they may have a little bit of truth to it. But, you know, if you and your partner are going through, you know, a hard time and you want to leave when you're ready, because no one knows your financial situation better than you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying to stay by any means because of financial situation. I mean, mm-hmm. if it's like, if you're in a relationship and it's like super, super dangerous, then by all means,
well, if you're being, you know, abused in some way, that's different.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, if you're, you know, talking about, you know, eventually, you know, wanting to get your own place, or mm-hmm. it could be anything. I mean, getting your own place, buying your own car. I mean, you know, do it when the time is right for you, or buying a house. And, mm-hmm. you know, don't try to do it to, and here's another thing I've noticed. Don't do things to impress other people. That's the mm-hmm. one thing I've always learned too. Mm-hmm. Don't lose weight to impress other people. Don't buy a car that you clearly can't fucking afford mm-hmm. to impress someone else.
Absolutely.
I mean, why buy, go out and buy, you know, a $50,000 Mercedes? 50. And yeah, you're going to, or sorry, a 60 or whatever, or a $100,000 Mercedes. Only to go out and, you know, yeah, you're going to look good in it, but, and, you know, you'd be able to, you know, be, you know, have all these people like, oh, that's such a nice car. And, you know, that, you know, you give yourself this type of certain status, but then mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. on the inside, you know, damn good and goddamn well, you can't afford to pay for it.
Yeah.
So it's like that, you know, just don't try to live beyond your means or outside of your means, or,
yes,
to, you know, that's to try advice. To please someone, whether it's buying a house that is out of your budget, a car, you know, or clothing that's, you know, outside of your budget, yeah, or whatever the case may be. It could be anything.
But I have to say, though, I mean, that's good advice, and I would say that's true. But for me, I've always had very, what's the word? I don't know, refined tastes. And I've always, even when I was a little kid, I would go to the store and I'd pick the most expensive thing, even without knowing what the cost was. That's just my taste level. That's what I like, stuff like that. So I like nice things. And so for me, when I was younger, in my 20s and stuff like that, I, you know, would buy whatever I wanted to buy, even though I couldn't afford it, because I really wanted the best. I figured, mm-hmm. why am I going to spend money on something if I want something else? And so I always got what I wanted, even though I couldn't afford it. My point is, as I got older and I could afford things, I realized that I still, you know, like nice things. And so my point is I stretch myself beyond whatever it is. Like if I'm going to buy a car, and instead of buying a, you know, $60,000 car, and I really want the $75,000 car, I'll get the $75,000 car because that's what I want. But why should you settle for less? So for me, I understand what you're saying. For me, I'm not one who likes to settle. I don't settle for things.
Well, no, but if you can afford it, that's one thing. I'm talking about people who clearly cannot afford these things.
Well, that's true. If you can't afford it at all, that's true. But
you have people out there. I mean, I knew a girl. I actually lived with a girl. We were roommates. She clearly would buy things that were clearly out of her budget. I knew, been knowing this girl for years. She did not have that kind of taste. I think she just got a touch of, you know, Highland Park Uptown, and then she thought she'd just go out and buy all these things.
She's playing Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm like, girl, why are you going out buying these, you know, $500 purses? And...
Well, that's kind of an epidemic in Dallas, though, in L.A. and Dallas and places like that, where it's all about appearances and pretension and pretense. So I think it's important.
It's okay to have nice things. But
no,
I'm saying
like people like your friend who really truly can't afford it, do it because they're trying to impress others, like you said.
Right.
And that's not really the reason you should do it. You should do it because, you know, you should be. The thing is, I think if you're really truly secure in who you are, you don't need to do that. And the point I was trying to make earlier is when I was younger, if I had known then how fucking awesome I was when I was younger and how hot I was when I was young and how all these things that I actually had going for me that I thought I didn't have going for me, my intellect and my friends and all this stuff I had going for me, I wouldn't have tried so hard to be more than I was when I was in my 20s. And that's what I did. And so I'm saying people like her are doing the same thing. So if you have a sense of self, you know, when you're whatever age you are, that you don't have to do that. You actually love yourself, whatever you are, and you actually recognize your potential, recognize your assets. Then you don't have to pretend to be something you're not, and you don't have to put all this flash and shit out there to make people like you, to make them think that you're better than you are, when in reality you're just as good as you really are anyway.
Right.
So anyway,
it's just like overcompensating.
It's totally what it is. Yes, you know? Exactly.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, she went out and she used to drive a Ford Explorer, Escape, something like that. One of those cars.
Yeah.
And then she traded in, and all of a sudden one day I see her pulling up in this Mercedes, and I'm like, I know you can't afford this. Why would you go out and buy this?
Maybe she financed it for 10 years. You don't know.
That's probably what she did, because this Mercedes was over 50K. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, girl, you're right. She probably has a finance for about 10 years. Yeah. But
well, you know. I think for me, I think I was, there's a line in Madonna's Rebel Heart song that I've always identified with. That she goes, I live my life like a masochist, hearing the others say, look at you, like, you know, trying to be so provocative, whatever. And so I feel like I'm kind of a masochist because I've always been incredibly hard on myself and always expected far more of myself than anyone else. And I always expected, and I think one reason is because I was biracial and all that stuff and gay. And I think when you're gay, you're different in some way, whatever. I think that you do, in a sense, feel like you have to overcompensate or overcome these objections other people have about you because you want to prove to them that you are worthy. Even though it's kind of a bad way to be, I think a lot of gay people who are, especially if you grow up in like a rural area or a place where people who are like hicks and shit, like in Texas, whatever, you're surrounded by people like that who are constantly saying, you're never going to be anything. You're not going to do anything because you're gay. Being gay is wrong. You're disgusting. You're wrong. So you're constantly saying, I'll fucking show you how fucking, you know, worthless I am. I'll do this. I'll achieve that. I'll do the best in school. I'll be like, the best school, and I'll make money, and I'll be the best at whatever. Right. And so for me, I was always doing that, and that's how I always kind of felt. Like, I always felt like I always had to make myself better than the next guy, because if I didn't, then it somehow meant that I wasn't worthy of the other's love or whatever.
Yeah. My stepdad was the worst when it came to
who
that.
Who was?
My stepdad.
Your stepdad was like that?
Yeah, he was the worst. Yeah, he was just always verbally putting people down and just told them how, you know, they weren't shit or they weren't going to be anything in life.
Right.
Or... Yeah. Yeah. But I showed him.
Yeah. Well, I understand. Well, and also I think that people are generally, I think the truth is, the truth is that the human condition is that people are insecure. All of us are insecure about something. And all of us have things that we're hard on ourselves about. But I think that some people deal with it differently, like your stepdad, I guess, or someone like my father. People who need to put other people down to make themselves feel bigger or better about themselves because that makes themselves feel like they're worthy. So I feel like if you can go through life and you can be – like the bottom line for me is you can go through life and you can actually understand – at an early age, the earlier age, the better. So, Christian, hopefully you're ahead of the game. The earlier age, the better. You understand that it doesn't fucking matter what anyone else fucking says about you ever. Your fucking parents. I mean, anybody. I mean, of course, you care what your parents say, people you love. That's one thing. But I'm saying, ultimately, the only person in life you need to please is yourself. This is your fucking life to live. You do you. You live your life the best way you know how. and you accept yourself, your flaws and your, you know, and your positives, and exploit your positives the best you can and make your flaws, you know, go away the most you can. So I think as long as you do that, you're going to be fine in life. But as sooner you know that, the happier you'll be. If you're going to, can you go through life trying to please everybody else? You're never going to be happy because no one's ever going to always be happy. That's just the way it is. So
right.
Don't be so hard on yourself, bitches.
Gaming.
Yes. So anywho, now that we've had our little therapy session, we can talk about stupid stuff like the Kardashians.
Ratchetness.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like, so seriously, last week.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but this has been going, like, this has been in the media like all week. Like, they have been talking about nothing but this.
Well, so I haven't heard anything because I don't follow them. So tell me what happened.
It gets better every day, Donovan.
Yeah, you guys explain it because I'm kind of confused by it, so you gotta explain it to everyone.
I'm a really great Kardashians correspondent. That's my new gig. So last week where we left off, we had heard rumors of the Kardashian clan being super upset because Rob Kardashian was dating Blac Chyna. It's a whole long web there. We went over last week. See last week's episode if you have questions, comments, or concerns. So now Blac Chyna had gone to Austin this weekend, and while she was gone, Chris Kardashian, Rob's mom, went over to Blac Chyna's house to approach Rob and, you know, I guess, you know, try to shake him up or, you know, like shake him, you know, make him realize what was going on wasn't right.
Right.
Because when your daughter and your son both have the same step baby, we got problems. So she went over there. Well, when Blac Chyna was in Austin, she got arrested in Austin at the airport for public intoxication. So she gets arrested. Rob Kardashian jumps in his car, drives all the way from Calabasas to Austin, Texas to go pick this girl up. I guess he drove because he didn't want to get on a plane. They were trying to keep it hush-hush. I don't know. I don't care. So goes to pick her up. They come back. Whole family's upset. Well, while Blac Chyna's in jail, Kylie Jenner... which, well, I'll remind you, Kylie Jenner is dating Blac Chyna's baby daddy, Tyga, right? Tweets a photo of Tyga and Blac Chyna's baby with her, I'm sorry, Instagrams a photo, at Disney World, and said in the caption, since the baby said no one's ever taken him, shade.
Uh-huh.
And then a picture of them together. This girl's 18, right? deletes the photo, and then, of course, the whole internet's going crazy. So, apparently, whole family's in shambles. Everyone's super upset about it. Mm-hmm. And that's the saga there. Now, on the other flip side of it, on Wednesday of last week, Kanye West went on a whole tirade on Twitter because he misread a tweet that Wiz Khalifa had written that said something along the lines of hit the KK and become yourself, right? Well, Kanye West read it and somehow got, like, hit Kim Kardashian and become yourself? I don't know. Anyways, went on a Twitter tirade about Wiz Khalifa about how if it wasn't for him, he wouldn't know Amber Rose because Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose used to be together. You guys know that, right? Donovan, I know.
I do.
It's a mess. Yeah, okay. So Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose used to be together, and he was basically saying, you know, if it wasn't for me, there would be no Amber Rose, and if it wasn't for me, you guys wouldn't have a baby together, so that's my baby. Just all this stupid stuff, right? So Wiz Khalifa fires back and he's like, dude, KK means weed. Like, what? So Kanye ends up, so Amber Rose ends up getting on Twitter and jumping in and tweets at Kanye, you just mad because I ain't around to put my finger in your booty no more.
Oh,
hashtag.
God.
Finger in the booty ass bitch.
She's talking about Kanye.
Yes.
Oh, and my God.
Tweeted it at him. Yes.
Ah!
He deletes all his tweets. And she responds and said, oh, you're going to retweet all, you're going to delete all your tweets because mother has arrived.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's and then, epic.
Oh my gosh. I know. I live for her. And then 2 days ago at Wiz Khalifa's concert, while he's performing one of his songs, he had the Kim Kardashian sex tape playing in the background on the big screen. Mm-hmm. This is how petty we're getting. This but yesterday, this morning, the world woke up to a Kim Kardashian, Amber Rose selfie that they both posted at the same time. And these chicks, like, supposedly hate each other. So I'm dying to know, like, what's gone down? How did they get together? Who emailed who? Is Kanye involved? Like, I'm dying. I think
Chris orchestrated this
no. powwow. And I'm sure it's gonna be on the show they're filming right now, but... Oh my god, I'm out of breath.
That is some shit. Oh my god.
All that in less than a week.
Wow. What's the thing else to talk about?
And Wendy Williams actually went in on Kanye calling. She was like, "You are such a woman." And that was a clip that was going around on the Shade Room. And
I don't like her. Ugh, I know you'll.
But
like
you know
her,
what? I mean, she's okay. But in this particular moment, she was telling the truth.
I don't like it when women do that to men, yeah. Try to emasculate them. I think it's just like it's like a man being misogynist towards women.
Well, Kanye is acting like a bitch. Honestly,
I thought she said woman.
Well, she did. I'm saying he is acting like a little bitch because. He's just crying. He cries about everything. So it's like...
Well, he's an idiot anyway. I don't like him. I've never liked Kanye West.
I mean, he cries about everything.
And did you see his new cover of his fucking Jesus or what the fuck it's called album thing with the upside down cross, which is like satanic, sitting next to Satan?
No, that's just for shock value. Everyone knows that.
That's exactly what it is. But I'm just saying... I mean, really?
I don't know, but he's getting all upset, and I'm just like, well, I don't understand why you would get upset with that, because I'm thinking to myself, you dated Amber Rose, like Wendy Williams said, you dated Amber Rose, you let her get her come up because you guys were dating, so she became famous off of dating you, mm-hmm. And then Wendy was like, and if you remember we met your wife laying on her back. I was like, damn. So
true though. That's what to me, that's like what's upsetting to me is like, you can't, because like one of the things that he had said was, you're just mad because you got trapped by a stripper for 18 years. Mm. It irritates me. Well, it doesn't irritate me, but it's annoying to me because, you know, all the type of chicks that Kanye's ever dated have been hoes. You know what I mean? Golden hoes. And so who are you to sit here and, you know, call the kettle black? It's just silly to me.
Right, right.
Silly Billy, trash, just trash.
So that's the big news, huh? Interesting.
Yeah,
well...
that's the current scandal. So
okay.
It should be...
There's going to be more coming, trust me.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Well, in other news, I know you guys aren't very big RuPaul's Drag Race fans, but the whole gay nation is ecstatic because yesterday the new cast was officially confirmed and revealed, and they all look fantastic. The trailer's awesome. For anybody, see, I had set y'all up. This was a couple months ago, which, can you hear me? Did I cut out?
Something happened. You're okay now.
Yeah, something happened.
See, I didn't realize when I was in Chicago, when was that? September? Remember I had come
it
back
was a
and
while
was like,
ago, yeah.
I was like, shout out to my girl Kim Chi. Can't wait to see what you do next year. Uh-huh. Wink, wink.
And there she is.
There she is on the new season of Drag Race. So I'm super excited. She's on there. Just from watching some of the interview clips of the new queens. There's somebody on there named Thorgy Thor. She's from New York. She looks awesome. Bob the Drag Queen from New York. Also, I'm going to meet her next week when I'm there. Naomi Smalls, who's in LA. She's sickening. I'm really excited. So go look it up. We'll post the trailer after the show. It's like the gay Super Bowl, okay? Like, it's a big deal, okay?
That's great. I just, for some, no, I like, don't. I love, like, in the 90s and stuff, when the clubs, you go to the clubs before you had, like, you know, you had Grindr and
club
everything.
You'd
go to clubs and you'd see drag queens there, like the Village Station, which is now called Station 4. And they had the Rose Room, which I think they still have there. Anyway, and you'd see drag queens in places like that. And it was always fun, exciting. I love drag queens. But when I see them on Drag Race or whatever, it's just like so much bitchiness. I'm like, oh my god.
Oh yeah, it's very catty. I was watching with my mom once, and she's like, everyone is so mean.
Exactly. Like, Jesus. So I can't even deal, and so that's why I don't watch it. I love RuPaul, and I love the premise of the show. That's the only reason I don't watch it. Just too much for me to handle.
Well, then you'll just have to watch the new season, new cast. Maybe it won't be as catty.
Well, maybe we'll see if I have the time. oh, by the way, I was going to ask you guys. So last week, or was Saturday? It says Saturday, January 30th. It says Grindr went down for like almost the entire day.
I heard.
And I was thinking, what would you guys, since you're single gentlemen, what would you guys do if there were no Grindr, Scruff, or whatever else they are, Tinder, any of that stuff? There were no apps anymore, and there were no internet. How would you meet? Would you be able to still meet men, and would you still be as confident as you are online to meet them in person?
I don't,
because this is what we had to do. We old people had to do things that way. Yeah. So how would you handle that if I don't know, the world just no longer had these things anymore? Yeah. What would you do?
I don't know if I would be more confident or less confident. I feel like maybe I'd probably be more confident just because I wouldn't have people, like strangers, like sending me hate mail every day. But that's a good question. I'd probably say, well, I would just have to go out in public more. That's one thing.
Yes.
I don't really go out that often. I'm like very Rob Kardashian locked away in the house. yeah,
well, it would force you. It would definitely...
Oh, and it would force me to like have to approach guys.
Well,
for
it forces
sure.
you to have interaction with people and socialize more.
Oh, for sure.
And I just think it's a lost art these days. People just don't do it. What about you, Jason?
Well, I mean, I was raised in an era when it was transitioning over that way.
Yeah.
So for me, I would probably be... I think I would say about the same. I don't think I'll be more confident nor less confident. I think I'll just kind of say the same. As far as those apps, I really don't use those apps anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why I said I really wouldn't feel any different.
But what about now, the internet, though?
Well, I gotta have the internet.
Well, I'm saying if it didn't exist,
you don't have the internet at all. Yeah. So.
Oh, see, now if I didn't have the internet, I mean, as far as you know, trying to socialize or whatever. That wouldn't be a problem, but the internet, that would be the biggest issue for me because I gotta have the internet in my life.
If it did not exist, how would you go about making friends and meeting new and guys and boyfriends? How would you go about it? Would you go to bars?
I would just go to bars. Yeah.
The way club. It used to be.
Well,
done.
No.
You don't sound too confident.
I'm gonna say club. Mainly just bars. Mainly, maybe going through mutual friends. That's like before they do
yeah,
all that. It was mainly
more of that, like mutual friends. Girl, if you know anybody, let me know.
Yeah.
But do you know? The fact is though that like because of the internet and those apps, things like that, it has I'd say I don't know, maybe quadzillion times your access to so many different types of people you would never have met. Had you, because I mean, if you had to rely on just face to face meeting or through friends or whatever, you only meet a small amount of people that way. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're online, you're exposed to thousands and thousands
yeah,
and thousands.
I can cover
of people.
A lot of guys in a very short amount of time.
Exactly. I mean, if you're like on an app or Match.com or whatever it is, and you're swiping left or right or whatever to say you like or don't like, I mean, think about all the men you say you like or don't like, and think about all the ones you have potential of meeting after that. Mm-hmm. So that's just an amazing thing that has been as a result of the internet revolution.
Yeah, it's amazing, but it's also shortened people's like attention span.
Oh,
like
yeah.
At like this, because you can be talking to a guy, but after like 3 days,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
crickets. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It's just
yeah.
ghosted. That's the term.
I actually watched the other day. It was just last night. Actually, it was on. Actually, it was in the morning. It was on Ron Corning in the morning, anyway, on Channel 8 and WFA. They were talking about how your generation, Christian, and maybe what your generation. You're both generation millennials, actually, kind of. But anyway, the millennial generation, apparently, their brains actually think, because they did all these studies and stuff, your brains are now wired differently than the brains of those who, in Generation X and Y before you, because you expect, you grew up with technology and things like that, and you expect instant gratification for everything.
No, it's true. And patience, my patience level is like not shot. There. I have no patience whatsoever, and I hate that about myself. You know, God forbid a DVD skips, you know, for like 2 seconds. I'm like, gotcha! You know, or like the digital streaming, like the Wi-Fi, you know, skips for a second. So,
well, yeah. And
I'm working on it. I'm working on
it.
Do
you guys even like Chelsea Handler? I liked her, but do you like her?
Yeah, I liked her a lot when she had her talk show, but
well,
I don't
really. Well, she has now, her. She has this Netflix series called Chelsea Does.
Is it a scripted show or a reality
No, it's
show?
A it's like a docuseries type thing.
So it's a reality show.
It's not a reality show like where you follow her around. It's like a docuseries where it's like a documentary type thing where she goes around and she discusses these different topics. Like there's four episodes, and one's like about drugs, one's about race, one's about marriage, and one's about technology. And it's really interesting and entertaining. Anyway, the one about technology, when people come to her house, she has all these stars. Like one of them was Khloe Kardashian, by the way, she's friends with, who came to her house to have lunch. And there were like six of them. And she makes them all put their phones in a bowl when they get there. And they all were like crack addicts. They wanted their phones.
Yeah, no, it's true. Especially like celebrity types, because you're constantly getting emails. You're constantly getting texts from your people, constantly getting calls. You know what I mean? It's like just trying to keep up. I get it.
And she gave them like 10 minutes before they started dinner. She's like, or lunch. She's like, okay, you've got 10 minutes to like do it. You check your messages, whatever. Then it goes in the bowl. And so they did. And then the whole thing, they were jonesing for their phones. But any of their phones. But anyway, I was going to say that either one of you think about ever doing that, not being able to be on your phone. Like I know when we had lunch or when we had dinner or whatever, we had drinks, that all three of us were on our phones at one point.
I mean, now when you say
I was the least offender though, because I'm the oldest. But go ahead, when
okay. Now when you say not being on phones, how long do we not have to be? How long can we?
The entire dinner or entire whatever you're doing.
I mean, I've done that though. I've gone an entire dinner with that.
No, and that's good. I'm just saying, is it typical that you're able to do that, or that people around you are able to do that? Most of the time when I go to lunch or dinner with friends or people, whatever, it's totally common. I'm not saying I'm calling y'all out or anything. I'm just saying that it's like people are always at one point checking their messages, checking their phone, da da da. If there's a lull in the conversation, or if they're you know, whatever, it's just they can't just like talk and just like get past that lull and you know what I mean? So,
yeah, I know what you mean. To be honest, I'm not a very big fan of like phones at the table. I try to like smack myself on the hand whenever I catch myself doing it.
And y'all were fine. I'm just saying that it was like,
For me, like especially like when I was in a relationship, like that was a big thing for me. You know what I mean? It's like no phones at the table.
Right.
But a lot of times when I'm at work, I'll just put my phone like in my desk and I'll go like 3 or 4 hours without looking at it.
And see, that's the thing about me. People get pissed at me because I have my phone, right? And when I come home, I literally put my phone on my desk in my office and I don't check it. Like, I go watch TV or we do whatever we do. And then at the end of the night, I come back in here when he goes to bed and like 10 or 11 or whatever. And then I check my messages. And people are like, where were you? Didn't anybody respond to me? I'm like, bitch, I don't have my phone on me all the time.
Well, that's because nowadays people are like constantly on their phone, so you get responses.
I'm not. And I think that it's rude to expect me to be.
I've got those texts and they'd be like, you know, how come you didn't respond? And I'm like, my phone was in the other room. And
I know.
I was watching a movie and I just
didn't
want to.
Or if you're in the movie theater and you're.
Oh, wow.
Christian just melted.
Right?
If you're at the movie theater and you get a text during the movie and then you don't text back. Obviously 2 hours later and they're like, hello.
I know, girl,
I'm a studio movie girl. I'm enjoying these chicken strips. I'm gonna need you to calm down. Just so I can text you back.
Well, the other thing is like I don't keep my phone next to my bed at night. I bet you guys do.
Yes, it's literally in my hand practically.
No, and there's two reasons. One, because first of all, I can put it on silent, obviously. But if I don't, obviously it's constantly ding, 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 or you know, it's constantly vibrating or something.
You can put it on do not disturb.
I know that I can, and I've done that. I'm just saying that I don't like even having it next to me because it's like constantly, all I want to do is check it. If I wake up in the middle of the night, oh, let's see if somebody called me, you know, and then I'm up for 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
I don't do that. Like, if I had to get up and go pee in the middle of the night, I never check my phone. I just go pee and get back in bed and go to sleep.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
And my phone is on my nightstand, like, right next to me.
No,
I never check it overnight.
I leave mine in my office, and that's why people get pissed off at me, because I'm like, I don't have it next to me. But the thing is about that, though, I feel bad, is, like, if there's an emergency, you know, then somebody can't reach me, or my mom, or whatever.
Well, do you have a house phone, or no?
No, I used to. We did until literally, like, 6 years ago. We're like, well, no one uses it, so we got rid of it.
I have a house phone. I know that sounds ancient, but I actually have a house phone.
Oh, well, let me rephrase that. I have a VoIP phone, but it's in my office. I don't have it in my bedroom. So if that counts as a house phone.
Well, I guess, now that I think about that, too, since you said that, mine is like a wireless home phone, as AT&T calls it. It's not a true home phone. I mean, it has the capabilities. It has the same things as a home phone, but...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It runs off of the internet or something like that.
Yeah, that's like a VoIP sort of, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, so...
So I have that, yeah.
But yeah, I have that. But, you know, I use it every once in a while. The only reason I have it is because all my family's out of state.
Right.
Well, plus I have, you know, the U-verse package.
The bundle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how they get you on that bundle.
Yeah, but it kind of works for me because all my family's out of state. So it's good to have a second phone line just in case anything were to happen or something. So, you know, it is what it is.
It is. But anyway, technology. I just think it's interesting. Okay.
Speaking of technology, there was an article online. It was actually pretty funny. They were saying, it said something about these are the top 15 things or sounds that someone under the age of 25 will never know what they are or something like that.
Oh, really? I would love to.
What, like a dial-up modem or something?
It was hilarious, and I was like, "Yep, that sounds about right." I'm gonna see if I can find the article.
Yeah, find it. It'd be funny to talk about that.
Hold on. We have to play the sounds too to see if Christian can get them.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the article is.
Hey, I know.
I'm gonna look it up.
Okay.
I know Zyla Modem. I know Madonna Holiday. I know. See, I know all those ancient sounds.
Well, what was your thing though? While he's doing that, what was your thing about the top 25 or number 27 on the? What were you talking about on the show notes? You're talking about the Billboard chart number 27.
Oh, yes. So Rihanna's Auntie finally came out.
Yes, that's right.
Nice. Finally, a year later.
So 400 copies first day.
was number 27 on the Billboard chart.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the deal. It was such a sloppy release. Everyone knows that because it took a year for them to put the damn album out. And then it was leaked. And then 4 hours later, Tidal, which is like a music streaming service, decide to just go ahead and just put it out. And then they release like a bunch of free copies to download.
Right.
But the thing is, those free downloads don't go towards...
I thought she released it for free, period. But people, like 400 people still bought the album.
No. It wasn't for free, period. You had to have Tidal. But if you pay for Tidal,
it's free.
You're still paying for a service. But you know what I mean? Like, you still pay $20 a month for this service. So is it really free?
Oh, you're not saying they downloaded the album. They just got to stream the album.
No, they got to stream the album, but you could download it and save it to your phone.
Oh, but you're saying it's not free because you have to pay the monthly fee. I see. Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, okay. But it's free. It's marketed free on their app. But those free downloads don't count towards, like, albums sold on, you know, like, towards Billboard or any charting, which is why it debuted at 27, even though they got 1 million downloads in the first day. But that's the thing. If every artist was given out free downloads the first day... Is 1 million even that good of a number?
Mm-mm. No. No.
You still can't. I mean, you could buy it on iTunes, but you can't buy it in the store. It's not available to stream on Apple Music or Spotify yet. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard it? You've heard the whole thing?
Yeah, I listened to it. I listened to the leak. I was going to say bootleg. I was going to say bootleg, but it wasn't the bootleg version because it was the high quality version, but it was just the leak.
Okay.
It was the thing. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't anything I was like blown away with. I actually really liked Sia's album came out the same day.
That's been out for a while. I've heard that.
I thought it just came out.
I heard that like two. I've been listening to it for like a month almost.
Girl, when did that come out?
At least a month ago.
I'm just late. Damn.
Yeah. No, I've been listening to it.
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess I thought that had just come out. I was like, maybe yes, I'm loving it.
Maybe I'm like smoking crack, but I could have sworn I've been listening to it for
a while. No, they had released like a bunch of the songs early, but I don't think
maybe that's what it was. Okay.
Girl. Anyway, it's good. This is acting. I liked it.
Jason, are you still there?
I'm here. I actually just sent you the link.
Oh, in mail? Okay.
I actually sent it on here on Skype in the messaging thing.
Oh,
so,
okay. Let me go there. Yeah. Hold on.
You have to copy and paste, but yeah.
I can't do that. That's too much trouble. I'm sorry. okay. I don't see you at that. Oh, here you are, Jason. Okay, I found you. All right. Mental flow. Okay, I found it.
And then
okay.
Pull up the article. And
yeah,
have...
let's play some of these sounds that I'm supposedly not going to be able to recognize.
Yeah, and they have, yeah, it's, and it's hilarious.
All right, so here we go. Here's the first one. You ready?
Okay, play it.
You know what that is?
Is it a copying machine?
No. It's actually a rotary phone. You know the kind that has little holes in it? The plastic? You gotta turn around in a circle. Like that?
Yeah. I used those as a kid.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
A rotary
is
phone?
Is a baby.
Oh my God. You don't know what a rotary phone is?
Yeah, no, child, I just told you I don't know what a rotary phone is. Tell me.
It's a phone.
Oh, my God.
It has, okay, it's a phone, and it's got a circle on it. It's a piece of plastic, and it's got a little metal stop.
Oh, and you put the, yeah, okay.
Your fingers in each hole.
I didn't know it was called rotary. I just thought it was called, like, old school phone. Like,
no. Okay, this next one's easier. Here we go.
Oh, typewriter. That's so easy.
Very easy. Here's another one. This is more difficult, probably. Of course, we have to listen to the advertisement first.
B01. I was like, an organ.
There we go. Okay, here it goes.
My grandmother didn't have one of these, and I used to be fascinated watching it.
I have no clue what that could be.
The coffee percolator.
What?
Okay.
Percolator? It's a percolator. My grandmother had one of those, actually the exact same one that's in this video. And as a kid, I don't know what it was about the little viewing thing at the top where you see the...
You liked it. The coffee going up and down, yeah.
Yeah, you can see the coffee coming out. For some reason, as a kid, that just...
Oh, it's like a coffee compressor. It's like a coffee compressor.
Yeah, it's like before coffee makers, basically.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, here's the next one.
And they actually made really good coffee, too.
It was all right. It burned it, but anyway.
Hold it.
Do you know what that is?
The, like, clicking sound?
Yes.
Tap shoes.
Really?
Okay, I remember when I was really little, because they still had these, and they kind of went out of style when I was really young, but they're flash cubes. You would stick on an Instamatic camera, and then it would have so many flashes, and you have to replace it.
Yeah. I've seen them.
Anyway, that's what
I
that is.
Those were like in the 80s.
No, they were like in the 60s and early 70s.
I think they made them through the 80s and they stopped like in the mid-80s.
Oh, did they? We stopped using them before
that. They had them in the 80s too, and then once the flash was done, you had to
replace it.
Discard them or something like that. Yeah.
Here's another one. Because
it basically is like a little explosion.
Yeah.
Radio?
Close. It's a TV.
A TV.
You just have to turn the channels manually.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. Go ahead.
The ones that had the wood.
Yes. The consoles. Yeah. They're called consoles.
Yeah. Where you had to get up.
Yes, and turn the channel.
And change the channel. Turn the knob.
Yes. And I remember
I remember my great grandfather had one of those, and I remember watching before he passed away. I watched Lizzie McGuire on it.
Oh my God. Of course you did. I remember they had the when the first remotes came out and stuff, or the ones we had anyway, and they were still wired, and it was connected to the TV. Oh my god, it sounds so old. Anyway,
I remember that I was young. I saw that at like Sears or something.
Yes,
when they first came out, they had the remote, but they were still wired and they were attached to the TV. Mm-hmm. And they had some that were, they even had some that were kind of like retractable.
Yes.
But I was like, what's the whole point? I was like, you still have to get up to get the remote.
No,
but
you didn't. You could bring the remote to the thing. You just had this long ass wire in the middle of the fucking floor.
No, I'm talking about the retractable one. Like,
oh, yeah.
It would retract back once you were done with it.
Right.
And it would track back really
slow.
You still
have to get up anyway, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, this is a good one. You probably won't know, but let's see if you know.
Okay, I already lost, so anything.
There's only like two more left. All right, that's a hard one anyway. That's a record player. Let's try something that's easier. Oh, here's one. This is a good one. Listen.
Easy does it. Just relax. Lean back. Watch TV. Open up that magic box and look at what's inside. Nothing gets you into it like TV.
Sorry, here we go.
Those who have not succeeded. And bidding you a good morning for the entire staff of KABC TV.
Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't.
The end of every TV show at night, when TV stations actually used to actually sign off, they would play the national anthem. Yes.
Oh, now that I didn't know.
Yeah. Here's two.
I know when I was growing up, a lot of them just signed off. I didn't know they played the national anthem.
Yes. Here's two more.
Okay.
Well, that's a stupid one. That didn't make
any
sense.
Ain't nobody know these. I already lost.
No, we got one more. Wait. One more.
Oh my god.
It's the last one.
To the best of my understandably shaky recollection, the first time.
Okay, here we go.
I know this one.
Do you know what that sound is?
A photocopy machine.
And no, it's not a motor to a vibrator.
It's a film projector.
Oh my God.
Didn't you have those in school? You didn't have those in school, did you?
Yeah, but that was loud.
That's what they were like. That's what they were like. Yeah, anyway. It's hilarious you don't know what those are.
It's so funny.
Anyway, do you guys have anything else to add before we go for the night?
No, that went by really fast.
Well, that was quick. Yeah, we talked a lot. We will be back next Tuesday on the 9th of February. We will be discussing whatever the fuck we want. So we hope you'll join us. And if you want to find out more about us, you can go to gayxyz.com. You can go to iTunes. You can go to iHeart. No, you're sick again. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Spreaker. And you can go to, for me, offlimitshow.com. For Christian, go to Christian Alexander Fashion. Is that right?
Yeah.
.com. And for Jason, you can go to Twitter at
Jason B Like. It is Jason underscore B B E underscore Like.
Yes, and we like Jason. So we'll be back.
Aww.
We'll be back on next Tuesday. We thank you for listening. If you have any questions or commentary, please tweet us at GayXYZ Show.
Yes, we would love to hear from you.
Yes, on Facebook. You can also follow us on Facebook, GayXYZ Show, and we hope to hear from you. So thanks for listening. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.